Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Warning, this podcast contains strong opinions, rants, words, and complete and utter honesty, but that's not going to stop you, is it?
Of course not. Hi, guys!
Hello, welcome to Thursday. It's National Red Planet Day.
Don't know what it is.
A fucking ridiculous day.
Yeah.
I love the fact we still do this day. I mean, there's so many days. We've been doing these days ever since my rant about it. Like, back in the day.
Back in the day.
And literally, the days just keep on giving.
They do.
Welcome to Loose Lips Extra Lippy. I'm Louisa Zisman.
I'm Anna Williamson. I was about to say, I'm Louisa. I know I'm not. I'm Anna Williamson.
And every Thursday, we'll be bringing you that little bit of extra lip, flap, chat, rants and advice.
Shall we muff dive in?
Let's muff dive to Loose.
Hi, ladies. I'm going to start by saying I absolutely love the pod. I know everyone says that,
but I really do love it. Thank you.
I'm just catching up at the moment because I've only just discovered it. So I'm working my way through, which is making my commute to work just that little bit better. I've got a rant, and I know Anna's going to appreciate this one because it's in regards to Aldi.
Oh!
What really pisses me off is when you're in the queue, yep, and we all know the queues at Aldi are so long, yep, because they only have two people working at a time. Yep. That's why it's cheap, I guess. But you're in the queue and it's really long, mm-hmm, and you're losing your patience a little bit. And they say, oh, till number one is going to be opening.
Oh, yes.
And the people from behind you in the queue grab their stuff,
yep,
and go and put it on the belt. Oh, you're not going to ask if I wanted to go then, I feel like saying. It really pisses me off that people have no manners when they're behind you, you're in front of them, and they're not going to ask if you want to go in front to go and put your stuff on the new till.
I hear you.
It really pisses me off. I don't know how you feel about that, Anna, but it pisses me off, and I was in front
She's
of you,
pissed.
So mm. ask me first. Anyway, that's my rant over with. Bye, ladies.
Loose preach, sister, is all I can say. Funny. People have no manners or etiquette. I'm totally with you. And if you were in front of me, I would ask you if you wanted to go first.
It makes me laugh at the end of people's rants. They're always like, there's always a breath after.
It's like therapy, I'm telling you.
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I'm just picking my shellac off. Onto right. your carpet.
Message from Anonymous. Up, putting a fucking shellac with my new free Hoover I've just got.
Yeah.
Message from Anonymous. We've called her Mildred. She says, hi, girls. Really love the pod and I feel like I need some brutal honesty. Enter Louisa. Stop picking your nails.
Sorry.
Coupled with a bit of life coaching. Anna, help me.
I'm here, baby.
I feel like I'm a bit of a crossroads. Ooh, I've been with my boyfriend of 5 years. He's genuinely the kindest, most attentive, understanding person I know. I want to be with him, marry him, have kids, etc. eventually. Not quite yet. We very rarely argue and have pretty much the ideal relationship.
Nice.
Enter problem.
Ooh.
I've got fat. And I mean fat. Not like Anna being taken the piss out of by Louisa for having a big bump, but like a size 12 when we met to about an 18 now.
Okay.
I eat when I'm happy and I blame him for being too fucking happy. You know, everyone puts on weight, don't they?
When they get always in a relationship, yeah.
My boyfriend has also put on quite a bit of weight and he's been gently suggesting that we both do something to shift the weight for a little while as he feels shit in himself. Mm-hmm. This came to a head recently when he essentially told me he loves me, but he does find me a little bit less sexy, although still attractive since I've put weight on.
Okay.
I think that's fair enough. Yeah. I think that's mean. Being the rational human being I am, I kicked off, screamed, shouted, and basically told him to fuck himself. However, on reflection, realised he may have a bit of a point, as I do feel quite shit in myself and it's impacting our sex
life. Well, there you go.
Part of me is desperate to embrace my body as it is. No, you don't have to. Why do people... This is my thing. I'll talk about it after. Mm. Part of me is desperate to embrace my body as it is, while the other part that is now too fat for her fucking dressing gown is shouting, enough is enough. My question is, does he have a point? Should I be telling him to fuck off and embrace my body? Or is he being reasonable, asking me to change for the sake of our relationship? I should probably also be fair on him here and say that he was very kind about it and supportive and reassuring, which makes it even more fucking annoying. P.S. Anna, you look fab pregnant. Aww. And good luck with the sunroof.
Oh, bless you, darling. Thank you. I mean, oh gosh, this is such a split down the middle one, isn't it?
Because, I'm going to put this out there.
Go on, you put it out there because trying to start this with saying, I think you need to change this. So you've asked for the life coach. You need to change the language around this, Mildred, because you are giving yourself, you're throwing real shade at yourself, okay? And you don't need to, all right? It sounds like you're not happy with how you look and that's fine, but stop bullying yourself for a start. Go, Lou. Okay.
I do think that if, like, my husband got really big, I'd be... Well, I do. I'm like a complete food... He calls me a food Nazi because he's lost about 2 stones since I met him.
Has he?
I didn't realise. I didn't... I like bigger men, though. Yeah. Like, I don't like... Oh, I hate skinny men or, like...
Oh, no, I like a bit of bulk.
I like a little bit of, like, dad bod. I do. I just...
I love my, a... I like yeah, it. I love a paunch.
But I do think that it's nice to look after yourself for several reasons. One, because... Well, for me, looking after myself makes me feel better about me. It makes me happier. I feel better. I feel like I've got more energy. I feel like I'm a better mum because I can run around after the kids, etc., etc. And I kind of do expect my partner to look after himself as well. And I want to stay attractive to him. And I would like to think that he wants to stay attractive to me. And honestly, if he got really fat, I wouldn't be as attracted to him.
Mm.
I just wouldn't. Mm. I'd still love him. Like, I don't think your love changes.
Yeah. And I think, but I do think, being honest about
I do
that.
Think that, like, your boyfriend... You said that he didn't say it in a horrible way. He was very kind and he's also put on weight. And actually, it's a really great opportunity to do something together as a couple. You know, you can cook really healthy meals together. Go on walks together after dinner at night. You've got no children. Go to the gym. Take up, like, fun hobbies. Start bike riding. Start bloody roller skating. Go to an indoor ski centre once a week and start skiing. Just do something that's a bit more active together. And you will find that a really slight shift in your relationship, like, instead of getting a takeaway one night, do a cooking together one night. You know, we both work with HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Who do, like, meals. Anna, I was laughing at Anna, but I'm not working with them too.
Are you actually? She was ripping the shit out of me. Like, but, I'm not just saying this, a blatant plug. I bloody, you know how much I love HelloFresh.
It's really good.
I love HelloFresh.
It's really good. You get all your ingredients measured out. You can order your meals.
So nice.
Do a cooking together night. Yeah. Like, you've got no kids. You have so much freedom when you have no children. And I think that actually a slight change in your lifestyle together, it's not that he's... wants you to do something he doesn't want to do himself. You've both gained weight. You both have admitted you feel shit about yourselves. So do something about it and do it together.
Yeah.
And actually...
It'll be fun. No, and I think you make a good point. And I think, you know, people get very, very spiky about talking about weight and, you know, body positivity and body confidence, which I get. And I'm absolutely all for that.
But not at all.
But for me... So I don't care, you know, and I'm sure nobody should care what size anybody is or whatever. It's so personal. But what we're hearing here, Mildred, is that you aren't happy.
She's not happy.
You're not, because you're saying part of me is desperate to embrace my body as it is.
But I think the media tell you to do
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
You can be bigger and love your body.
But if you don't want to be bigger, I don't love my body. And if you don't want to be, that is completely fine. You are using quite self-bullying language, which I want to change. And I think you're not happy in yourself. So I don't even think it's about size or weight. It's about doing something to make yourself feel good again and
happy.
Feel attractive in yourself.
Yeah,
like, I'll be honest with you.
She
like,
said it's impacting her sex
cramping
life.
My foot. Well, this is it. Stretching. I don't feel, I mean, I know Lou and I, you know, joke about, you know, me and I'm I am happier when I'm fitter and I'm healthier and I'm in the gym.
You feel better.
Yeah, I just feel
better. Your body is able to function better.
And I feel sexier.
Yes.
I feel sexier. Exactly. And that is just me. And that is me.
Sexy lady. Sexy lady.
But that's just how I feel. But I think
a very small shift in lifestyle, Mildred. You're not, you've gone from a 12 to an 18. That's not catastrophic.
No.
So I think a slight shift in lifestyle, do it together, embrace it as a couple, and you will be back on the road to feeling fit and healthier.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, and I think doing it together, and I think it is what you want to do as well. And I think you have to, yeah, this is about you and what you want to do, not society, not the media. Go for it.
Right, good luck. Let us know how you get on. Right, we've got a voice note from Anonymous. We've called her Iris. She sent in an accompanying picture, which you guys can't see. Oh, shall I explain the picture, or shall we listen to the voice? Right, we're going to listen to the rant first.
Okay. Hi, Louisa, Anna, Imo. I'm reporting live from the Morrison's car park. I have just channeled my inner Anna, and I have just asked a disabled lady to move from the last parent and child space in the car park. I did reserve her a disabled space, but I still felt like an absolute twunt asking a disabled lady. Not only was she disabled, but she was in a special mobility car with one seat to move.
No.
But I felt like Anna would agree, and that it's the principle. There was a free disabled space. Yeah. She should have parked in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave my name because I am absolutely mortified by what I've done and think I'm going to hell. But I just thought I'd let you know. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Basically, she sent a picture in, which looks just like a little...
milk float.
It looks like a milk float.
Slash smart car.
But it's obviously a little disabled car. But
which is really cool, actually.
It looks like a little bubble.
Do you know what? You know what that is? That is a mobility scooter
with a hard shell.
That is literally what that is.
The thing is, I don't think you should feel bad. Why do we feel bad just because someone's disabled? Mm. Because they wouldn't want to be treated any different just because they're disabled. So if the disabled person has acted up and parked in a parent and child, they shouldn't.
If there's no other space, then absolutely fine. But that's so small,
she could fit it anywhere.
Well, you could park on the pavement.
She could drive that round the shop. Do you know what I mean? It's not a car. It's not a car. It's a mobility scooter with a hard shell. She could have gone into Tesco with that.
But you know what? Iris, you did the right thing. There was a disabled space next to it,
which
you saved it for her, so she could park in there. You could park in the parent and child space. Jobs are good. And if there were no other spaces, then fine.
I just think people with disabilities and all of that jazz, they don't want to be discriminated against or treated differently. So therefore, I don't think you've done anything wrong by telling them to heave-ho.
Well, there you go.
It's true. I mean, they don't want us to treat them differently.
No.
Right. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Ramp. Do you know, I forgot this was an extra lippy. Honestly, I thought we were on a main ep. Ramp from Anonymous. So, Rita. Hey, Lou, Anna and Imo. I adore the podcast. Thank you, lovely. Like to listen when I'm doing the housework. And love how lighthearted and fun you guys are. Serious podcasts bring me down.
So depressing.
Please keep me anonymous out of fear of playground revenge. We've heard of belt wankers at the airport, but have you heard of school door wankers?
No, I haven't. Here we go.
My son is in year one, and the primary school has a system. Oh, yes! Has a system where the kids line up in the cloakroom with a teacher at the door. When they see a parent is there, your kid is allowed out. They do it at Enzo's nursery.
Oh.
If not, they go to the back of the queue. They don't do this. My God, the biggest, tallest people always hurdle around the front door waiting for their child. No one can see their kids because these people are in the way. Half the time, the kids get sent to the back again because the teacher can't see you. Then the door wankers' kids will be the last in line anyway. So selfish and inconsiderate. Just move back, then we can all clearly see when our kids reach the front and depart from the playground smoothly. As you can tell, this really winds me up. This is winding me up. How long before I go on a crazy rant? I must behave in an appropriate manner in the playground. Thanks for all you do, keeping us listeners happy. Oh my gosh, door wankers.
I'd be furious. I would say something.
I'd be like, listen, people, get the F back.
Yeah, I would
100%. I can't see my kid. Also, what's with the queue issue? I mean, that's annoying as well. No, all over that.
I would say something. Right, voice note up from Claire.
I am pregnant.
Congrats!
And I would usually start this being really polite and being like, love the podcast, listen to it all the time. Which I do, but I am hormonal and pregnant, and I thought this was very appropriate time to send my rant.
Please.
It's threefold, so enjoy.
Ooh.
Oh. One, why, when you're pregnant, does your partner think that you're going to want to have sex with them all the time? Not only all the time. Granted, I haven't stopped having sex. I'm 8 months pregnant, and we haven't stopped having sex. Oh. However, I can't climb on top of you like a rodeo at this point during my pregnancy. I will, one, look awful like a gorilla with my tits resting on my belly. But not only that, hurt you and myself and everyone involved, I assume. So if you're going to want to have sex, just stick it in. It's not going to be good. It's going to be average at best.
It will.
But let's just do it if we're going to. Two, the general public. Why do they think that I'm walking slowly because I want to? No one wants to walk slow. Everyone wants to get to where they're going. We all do. But I'm walking slow because I'm carrying what feels like a 20 stone edition. So just walk around me politely. And three, sorry about the pauses, it's reflux.
Yeah, oh, I've got it too. You're literally
three,
me.
Why on earth do people always give you advice followed by, but you'll know. You'll do your own advice. You'll know once you're a mom. Your instincts will kick in. But, and then go on to tell you about all the things that they did 15, 20, preach. 100 years ago. Helen.
100 years.
Janet. Tracy. I don't care what you did. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then don't follow up with, oh, but don't take my advice. But tell it me then. God. No, I do love the podcast and I do listen to it, and it has caused me to be less hormonal and made me laugh. So thank you. And wish me luck getting this gigantic baby out of me. Thank you.
Claire, I love her.
Can I just put this out now? Claire, I want to be your friend. We are obviously the same amount
She's
of pregnancy.
She's from Birmingham, I think.
Yeah, let's
she?
Be Insta friends.
We're
Follow
doing
me on
a,
Instagram.
One of our tour dates is Birmingham.
Come and
We've
see us, Claire.
We've confirmed it. Well, come and see us in Birmingham.
You are literally the same pregnantness as me. I totally get it. You're a better woman than me. I can't even remotely be asked to have sex. I feel like a gorilla too. The reflux, I'm on Gaviscon by the bottle load at the moment. Seriously. Best
Bless
luck with
you,
your
Claire.
Birth,
Come and see us in Birmingham. Have a night out after that baby.
Good luck with the baby.
And that's it for another Loose Lips Extra Lippy. We'll be back on Monday. Of course, for that, we do need you. Our email is looselipspod@gmail.com and our number is 07395 346 101.
Get your usual episode of Loose Lips on Monday. Do subscribe, rate and review. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.